702 Day is finally here.
Nope. Woo. Hang on, Michaela Work. Hang on, is Michaela Work?
702 Day.
702 Day
is
finally here. Did you bring a kazoo today?
Yeah, well, I brought my mouth. Well, kazoo's in the car. I'm going to run out and get that. During the break.
Did it melt?
No. Oh, these are sustainable. Oh, these are getting through things. These Chet Buchanan kazoos been through things and are standing strong.
Highest quality.
Yes.
Sure they are.
Yes, they are.
That's right.
Not melting in 110 degree weather.
Hey,
they're
by the way,
places.
What the hell was that yesterday? What was that yesterday?
You guys, I was driving down Sahara and I looked to my left. There was a little bit of traffic. I was like, this sucks. An entire tree that was like in the median had like broke off and flew into the middle of the street. Like a whole big tree. I was like, maybe I should go home. I'm ready for this.
Kick off monsoon season.
I've lived here 25 years. I've never seen anything like it.
Never.
And I hear people are like, I've lived here my whole life. I've never, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I for sure have never seen anything like it. But also I didn't live here for a long time. So I was like, maybe this is a normal summer.
The world has changed. it was goofy. Just the amount of stuff that got destroyed.
Yeah.
They're still fixing. They're trying to get streetlights and.
Yeah, people's powers went out. My coach who I train with couldn't send any emails, nothing, because where he was, he had no power.
But they're still trying to get streetlights and stoplights and stuff on like Trop and Jones, that area.
Yeah.
Over there. They're working on it right now, trying to figure that stuff out. And it's, crazy.
Crazy.
Should be calmer today. The only real storm is going to be down there at Whiskey Stadium. That's where all the craziness is going to happen. Later on today from 4 to 6, 702 days finally here.
So excited.
Yeah, we got to get you. We got to get you back in the kazoo.
Yeah, I know. But you have to admit that was a pretty good fake one.
Was it?
I thought so.
That was solid effort. I appreciated the effort.
There's 100% effort in it.
4 to 6 today, Whiskey Stadium at, right across from Allegiant. I think we've got it all worked out. We had a big meeting yesterday where 24 hours before the event, they tried to make sure that we couldn't do anything that we wanted to do. they tried to find all the reasons for us to not be able to do anything. But I think we got it worked out.
Figured it out.
Somehow, some way. After we, asked a number of times, are we good? And then what, I was told, no news is good news. Don't poke the bear.
Yeah.
Because like, should we ask? Should we ask if everything's been approved? If everything's all right? No. Don't say, mm-mm. That's the best policy. Just stop asking questions.
Yeah.
I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, we don't know if we can do. But again, I think to be honest with you, this could be truly where I get fired. I make jokes about it all the time.
Yeah.
This might be it.
But what a way to go out.
Because I did ask. I said, no, because here's my thing. After a while, this is my thing. I'm like, so wait a minute, though. What if I just, in this particular case, what if I just do whatever I want to do? And then what's the penalty?
Mm-hmm.
Is the penalty worth, I drive the way I do on the 215 because if I get a ticket, that's the price of doing business.
Sure.
Back during the pandemic, when I was driving back and forth between here and Seattle, and I'd be out there on the freeway by myself and I'd just mash the pedal to the floor and I wouldn't, and I wouldn't even care because I thought, well, would I pay $100, for the privilege?
As you say, the juice was in fact worth the squeeze.
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Nobody really could come up with a penalty I said, well, would I get fired over this? And they were like,
Yeah. Okay. So you were like, we'll see.
So we'll kind of do what we want to. we'll kind of do what we want to today from 4 to 6. And we'll see how it all shakes out.
Let's go.
So now it's even got even more to it today.
It's a hell of a tease. Chet's final show.
Could be. You never know, depending on how this all works out. 4 to 6 today at Whiskey Stadium. 7:02 today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Diddy's not going to get a mistrial, is he? There's no way that he's going to skate. Right?
I thought from the beginning, no way, but now I'm starting to get a little concerned.
This weird thing, the partial verdict.
Yeah.
So they can't tell you till they have all of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're saying they've decided on 4 of the 5 counts. I'm just trying to figure out if they can't figure out the 5th one, can he possibly skate?
I know.
And get a mistrial.
I know. I was watching it on social media. I've sort of just been following that way. And I feel like people are like, there's no way this could happen. But he was very cocky in court this past week, too. He like thanked the judge for giving him like a fair trial. But it was like very cocky and condescending. I'm very surprised by all of this.
I was way into it at the beginning. Like, and then it just kind of, I don't know. I just kind of drifted away.
To be honest, I think it's just very heavy and everyone has so much going on in their own lives, unfortunately. Well, we were like, all right, we'll get back to that.
They started talking about the Punisher and I was like, well, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
I've seen
that. Yeah.
What were you saying, Adrian?
Oh, no, that the thing that they're that still hasn't been decided is the most complicated one. Mm-hmm. And the one that's going to hold the most weight.
The racketeering.
The RICO and the racketeering charges. So we'll see. But if 4 out of the 5, he'll still spend some time. We'll see what happens.
No, but couldn't this whole thing?
Yeah, does it become like a hang trial or no? Like they just can't.
I'm not sure.
I think if they don't return.
Yeah, like if all the jurors don't agree or whatever, then it's like a mistrial. Because that happened with, didn't that happen with O.J. Simpson? Didn't that happen?
Yeah, there's always some mistrials. Yeah, O.J. had to go to court again the second time.
Well, no, that was a civil trial.
That was a completely different thing. My bad. Yeah.
The jury found him innocent.
That's right.
And then the family charged him civilly.
That's right.
Which is different than going to court.
But if all the jurors don't agree, that is a hang trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out on this. Mm-hmm. Is like if they can't figure out the racketeering, does Diddy skate on all the rest of it? Well, at least until they.
Yeah.
But they got time, right? Or no? Because, I mean, it's only day 3. I mean, I think they, especially if this is the only thing they have left to discuss because everything else has been decided.
But they're like, 12 hours of deliberations.
Well,
they went back to the judge. Judge says, keep trying.
Well, did you see Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane? She said, if he doesn't get found guilty, we all better move to Bali because he's coming hard with a vengeance. And I was like,
how crazy is that?
God's insane. But,
yeah. And then if you're Diddy and you do that, like literally, if you somehow skate on this and they don't refile, because that's what happens, a mistrial, they could still refile the charges.
Yeah.
Because they had a mistrial. But if they decide, here comes the phrase again, but if they decide the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
If they're not going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I know.
Crazy. I'm expecting it to all go down at 7:02 day. Today,
yes.
And we'll all find out together. We'll all be shocked. We'll turn all the TVs to find out, and we'll go, where were you? You know,
Yeah.
Where were you?
Michael Whitney.
Yeah. Where were you when the Diddy verdict came down? We were all together at 7:02 day. Another reason.
Yeah.
To be at Whiskey Stadium
Look at
today.
You, Chet.
From 4 to 6.
Yes.
I was doing my kazoo
right,
solo at the
here.
End of I was at the end. Oh, you have one now?
Yeah, let's go.
No, go ahead. Yeah, do your kazoo solo at the end of Chapel Roan.
Sounded really
nice.
Good.
Yeah, sweet.
Way to go.
I like it. By the way, today it's 7:02 day. So the reason why we have kazoos, because we're going to do the world's shortest parade, and it would be dope to have you have a musical instrument for the parade. That'd be fine.
Yes.
But if you don't, if that's it, we'll have kazoos. It'll be, it'll be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Excuse me. But one guy asking, is it appropriate if I bring my amp?
Oh, my God.
So I'm envisioning. Yeah. So the guy brings his, by the way, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, totally appropriate
awesome.
if you bring your amp.
It's hilarious.
I'm really hoping it comes through. I want to see multiple people with electric guitars playing one note.
It's amazing.
You know, just rocking it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, if you missed that, it'll be meow. Mm-hmm.
Sounds just like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a professional ukulele guy that I think is coming by.
Nice.
It was really funny. I'm like, wait, is this another guitar guy? And so I was checking his socials, and he was bummed out because yesterday his gig at California Pizza Kitchen fell through.
No.
So.
Aw, dude, that's all right.
I know.
You're gigging with us today, babe.
Yeah, come on. So I don't know how that's going to work with the ukulele, but I think he's coming.
Yep.
And it's great. I'm hoping for a tuba.
Oh, yeah.
A tuba.
Mm-hmm.
A, you know, flute, piccolo.
I think one of our listeners did say they were bringing a flute.
Yeah. Last week. Didn't we talk to somebody who said a flute? And they were shocked that there would be demand for their flute skills, for their sweet flute skills. But no, there
sweet
is.
Sweet flute skills, bro.
So whatever you got, bring it. But and then there's, well, is it canceled because monsoon? First of all, when have we ever? Come on.
No.
That's like, oh, we're not going to do it because it's too hot. That's never happening.
No, listen.
And, yeah?
Through wind, rain, sleet, and snow, we are musicians. We are professionals. We're making this happen.
Some of us are musicians. So
that was pretty good, Chet.
No. But no, we're doing it. Here's the thing. We go outside. Just never forget. Go outside. One step, one note, right back inside.
Easy.
So I don't care if it's hailing monkeys, you know? I don't give a rip what's falling out of the sky.
Yep.
We're going out there. We're doing it. We're going right back inside.
Yes.
Great.
It's going to be awesome. And I hope it is a monsoon.
And it'll be at the end. Honestly. You don't even have to go back inside if you don't want to.
You just walk to your car.
But because that's honestly, that's my vision, is that we're going to go outside.
Yeah.
One, happy 702 day, everybody. Woo! Woo! And that's it. It's the end of the show. I might not even go back inside.
You know what? Let's not go back inside.
You kind of have to get to your car.
Okay.
The way the garage works, you kind of have to. I mean, you could go around, but...
Yeah,
please.
Just, okay.
Have some class.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
What are we, animals?
Okay, so you just walk back through.
Yeah,
just
outside.
Don't make a scene.
Yeah,
just get to your car.
Yeah, what are we, cattle?
Yeah.
No, go back inside like a human being.
Yeah, sure.
Say goodbye to people. Pay your bill.
Okay, yep, and say goodbye. That makes sense.
And then me, and you know me, I'll still be there at 7:30 saying goodbye to everyone.
Yeah, you'll be like, beers
bye,
for everyone.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Come on inside. No, I'm buying. My wife's like, please, can we go?
Amy's in the car, seatbelt on.
Seriously.
Kazoo in hand.
Yeah.
She's like, it's time, Chet.
AC running. listening to her Yacht Rock mixtape.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yacht Rock. Or whatever. Okay. So, 702 day. It's today. It's happening. 4 to 6. Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. World's first ever 702 day parade. It's going to be a scene. It's going to be a happening.
Oh, yeah.
And we cannot wait to see you there. With all of that in mind, how about good feeling story of the day?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. I always have such a hard time, really, really hard time, with working with the Animal Foundation, NSPCA, any of the dogs, because I want to take all the dogs home.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take all the dogs home. So I love this story of a 10-year-old dog. I don't know what kind of dog she is, but a 10-year-old dog named Princess, who's been waiting to get, or who had been waiting to get adopted for over 2 years. Her fairy tale ending is coming. I know, but aww. I still, Michaela just made boo-boo lip.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I know. I still feel terrible because I know there's other dogs.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But how this one happened.
It's good feeling stories of the day, duh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Gonna play Sabrina Carpenter in a minute. Just wanted to point out that Sabrina's charitable fund that exists underneath a nonprofit called Plus One has raised over $1 million in just 12 months, making that the organization's fastest growing artist initiative ever.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. The Sabrina Carpenter Fund supports causes close to her heart, including mental health advocacy, LGBTQ plus rights, and animal welfare support.
Yeah, she's the best.
So I thought that was cool. Yeah, that she's kind of, she's putting it out there. The charity was talking about how a lot of people kind of just, they're involved. But she's, you know, it's like when they talk about breakfast. The chicken is involved, the pig is committed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The chicken is involved. The pig is committed, and Sabrina's committed.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
We love her.
TikToker in Florida saw an ice cream vendor pushing his cart down the side of a hot, hot day. Stopped to give him a couple of bucks. Then they found out this guy's been trying to sell ice cream, walking around pushing a cart for years.
Oh, my God.
And still hasn't made enough to afford a van.
Oh, my God.
So they were like, dude, let's get him a van. TikTok came through.
That's when I love social media. I'm like, yes.
And this, a Humane Society volunteer in Hawaii, posted a video, 10-year-old princess, because she's 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been tough getting her adopted.
Yeah.
She'd been there in the shelter for 2 years. So they went through, the volunteer was running to Starbucks. So they said, let's take Princess and get her a pup cup. You know, she's earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Video goes viral. Finally, after 791 days at the shelter, she got adopted.
Oh my gosh, yes. And a pup cup.
There's a hiccup to this. The shelter is on Maui. The lady who wanted to adopt her lives on Oahu and was like, you know.
Yeah.
But a pilot saw the video and offered to fly her there for free.
Oh, my God.
And fly her back to go get the dog and then come back. Yeah. So it all ends up. And finally, Princess has a home.
Yeah, baby.
Just gave me chills. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Right, finally, 702 day is here.
Let's go.
Finally, it's here. 4 to 6 this afternoon. We're celebrating at Whiskey Stadium, right across from Allegiant. But it's cloudy outside. It might be monsoony. We don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Actually, I thought, you know, it might be really cool. What might be really cool is if it is stormy.
Yeah.
We go in the parking garage. Can you imagine?
Oh, the acoustics.
Maybe that's what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what we do anyway, the just for the audio.
In a parking garage? Yes. It would sound incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? I just realized the engineers just woke up from a dead sleep, and they sat up straight in bed in a cold sweat.
Yes. Okay.
Ah, they're changing it.
Yeah. All right, outside we'll go.
We'll never get a signal from out there with the wireless mics.
You know what, though? I was getting ready yesterday. I'm so excited. I always like to like get ready for whatever it is.
Sure.
So I was like, I'm going to do a spray tan. I'm going to dye my grays black.
Okay.
And then I envisioned immediately Rudy Giuliani. Do you remember when his hair dye started sweating and the black dye started coming down from his face and he clearly had a spray tan?
Is that going to be you?
Maybe. Because I'm going to commit. I'm going to get ready.
Because it's hot and sweaty today.
Yeah, and if it starts monsooning on my head, the black dye is definitely going to come down.
Telling you, we won't be out there that long.
Good. Just preparing you now.
You know, honestly, the herding cats of it all, the getting everybody. I'm assuming there'll be a few people, but I mean, even if we're only talking like 20 or 30,
so
you know what I mean? So getting everybody out there. Okay. You ready? No, you're still not ready. Okay. No. Everybody ready now? You good?
How about now?
No. They're still at the bar. Okay. Well, get your friends.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I want to take a selfie.
I just was going to say.
Right? Everybody's going to want to take. Hold on. Pictures. Now wait. Oh, yeah. And then like one of our staff will remember, you know, too late.
Yeah.
No. Wait. Yeah. We got to get one more. Okay. Over here.
Yep.
Yeah. Adrian, you might want to coordinate. Might want to coordinate the efforts ahead of time.
About what? The line?
No, about the pictures. You've already got that handled, right?
They'll take selfies after.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, we'll want one group picture.
I'll talk to someone when I get there.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah,
you got this.
It's going to be great.
I'm not worried about it. I worry about the stuff I have to worry about.
Yeah.
I've learned that. I can stress out about everything else. It doesn't matter.
No, so it's going to be awesome.
I'll double check anyway.
Yeah, just for the sake of my story.
Yeah, but the getting everybody in one place, then it literally will be, okay, everybody ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Everybody steps forward. That's it.
Hi.
Happy 702 day.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Happy 4th. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, and have a great 4th. Don't blow your thumb off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see you on Monday.
The listeners that got the New Kids on the Block tickets will say goodbye to us and head to their show.
Yeah, and they'll be,
it's gonna be great.
Cross the street.
Yep.
It's great. Cross the freeway, actually. That's the other thing that I haven't mentioned again yet today. Michaela brings up a super good point. If you're pre-gaming for NKOTB tonight, Park MGM's literally right across the freeway. It's easy. In fact, honestly, one might say that if you're not joining us for 702 day before you go to the New Kids show, you might be doing it wrong.
Yes.
Just
what are you going to do when this is over and then you can't play your kazoo? Because it's getting very good.
I'll be fine.
All right.
Do you know what song that was?
Yeah.
What's the name of you? Kazooie-oki. That's what we should be playing right now.
Okay.
Kazooie-oki. Okay, what song was it?
Can't tell you.
The Right Stuff by New Kids on the Block.
Right. Go ahead.
Nope, I'm done.
Go ahead.
No, we have other,
I was waiting.
I was like, no, we have other things to do. I was like, nah, that's one's enough.
Okay.
One's probably plenty. Wait, do you hear it now that you know it?
Hey. See, I heard it the first time.
You just didn't know.
Good.
I just didn't know the name.
I knew the tune. Thanks to you.
Why are you looking at me like that, Adrian? What happened?
I'm here doing my job. That's all.
I'm just waiting for the phone to ring.
No,
I hear the music.
That's it.
I hear the music. It's time. Steve Wanta from Midtown. His version of Midtown is what? Decatur and Jones?
Flamingo and Decatur.
Flamingo and Decatur. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Decatur and Jones. Flamingo. Aren't those parallel? Yeah.
That's all right.
Flamingo and Jones? Is that what you said?
Flamingo and Decatur.
That.
Yep.
Jones has nothing to do with it.
Not on this side. Hey.
Just thought I'd go back to what I was good at. Because obviously the whole Flamingo and Decatur thing was not working for me. Why don't we do... To celebrate 702 day, why don't we do Adam Sandler tickets today?
Yeah.
For Michaela's hometown throwdown, Steve Wanta, the new champion. You could be the challenger if you are caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. Good luck.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's get it. Michaela's hometown throwdown on 702 day. Woo! We will be playing an exhibition round for our friends at Whiskey Stadium. They are giving us prizes to give to you. Gonna play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right about 4:12 this afternoon. Exhibition round. That's got nothing to do. Got nothing to do with Steve Watt. Wait. Got nothing to do with there, Steve. It's got nothing to do with you, bro. You don't have to worry about it this afternoon. Are you going to show up, though, at 7:02 today? Are we going to see you?
I think so.
My man.
Yeah.
My man. I like it. You can sit in judgment as a champion. Hopefully not a former champion.
Yes.
But you can sit and look at everybody else and go, yeah, I'll show you how to play this game successfully. I'll show you. Who is our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Chrissy Benavidez from Cadence.
Thank God I didn't hang up on her a second ago. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to fat finger the wrong button, but I almost... Hi, Chrissy!
Hey, I'm here.
How have you been?
Hi.
Good.
Right
ready
on.
to be the new champion.
Like
yes!
that. I like that attitude. I like that.
Never.
Are you? Will you be joining us at 7:02 day today?
I would like to, weather permitting.
Don't you?
I
don't
like
that.
In the rain.
Okay.
You know what? I get it. Neither can anybody else in this town.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
That's why.
Just pretty funny.
The people here can't.
I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Ubering.
But it is weird. The dust comes washing up out of the pavement and it makes everything all slickery and. Yeah, we gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you can make it. Buzz in with your name. Make sure you do it nice and loud. Don't answer until we call on you because you may think that you got through first, but you did not. God, we had to send one. We had to send one to audio review again yesterday. Crazy.
Wild.
Craziness. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Why, Steve? Why do we call her the commissioner?
She's in charge.
Because her last name is Gordon, but also because she's in charge.
Yeah.
The one and only Michaela Gordon.
This wrestling superstar turned actor is thanking his good friend Jelly Roll for getting him through a difficult time recently. Best known for that mischievous eyebrow raise. What's this former wrestler's name?
Steve
got in first.
The Rock.
It's the Rock. And apparently he and Jelly Roll have been buddies for like 10 years.
Yeah, years.
Online.
I love it.
And they finally met for the very first time.
So cute.
Wow. Champion goes up one zip.
Despite the rumors of hooking up with Tom Brady and potentially the newly single Orlando Bloom, this A-list actress is saying she's not prioritizing dating. Best known for hit shows like Euphoria, what's her name?
Chrissy.
Is it Sydney
Sweeney?
It is Sydney Sweeney, and we are tied. Are they trying to put that out there that she was with Orlando Bloom, too?
Yeah, because, you know, he's single
hilarious.
Now, so they're, like, just stirring up. He left Katy Perry, and he went to the wedding alone and was, like, pictured with some woman. So they're like, was it or wasn't it?
And all I heard was that that Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney were on a walk with Orlando Bloom, and now everybody's trying to make that a thing.
Yeah, well, now they're a throuple, according to the media. So,
by the way, who would you rather see Sydney Sweeney with, Tom Brady or Orlando Bloom?
Neither.
Yeah.
Amen.
Way too
good for both of them.
Yes.
Someone close to her age. I'm approaching where you have to show up at 7:02 day now because you're too good.
You.
Yeah, we got to figure out. We might send somebody for you. We might send a car.
I'm there.
Okay.
You guys got me. I'm
fine. All right. Steve got one. Chrissy got one.
Last night, the reunion special aired on Hulu that follows Mormon housewives and all the drama that comes along with Mom Talk. What's the name of the show?
Chrissy. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Michaela are joined at the hip.
Uh-huh. I watched it. I was obsessed with it last night.
Yeah.
It was good.
Fantastic. Chrissy... 2, Steve 1.
This pop star, best known for becoming an astronaut earlier this year, thanks to her weird space.
Steve got in first.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
You say pop star and astronaut, and that's good. Those
they
are going to be related forever. We are tied at 2. What a game!
Oof. This famous reality show mom and manager had to pull some strings to make sure all her famous daughters could attend Jeff Bezos' wedding.
Chrissy for the win!
Is it Kris Jenner?
Game over, new champion! Oh, my goodness.
Let's go, Chrissy!
Well, Steve, she called her shot. She did say she was coming for you.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
sorry, Steve.
You did great, Steve.
Chrissy, you're not sorry.
I'm not.
You're not. No, not one
but
bit.
But I'm also happy.
Yeah. It's good to be a gracious champion. Steve will see you at 7:02 day later on today.
All right, thank you.
All right, brother. Chrissy, look at you with your Adam Sandler tickets.
Ooh.
The You're My Best Friend tour will hit Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, on Saturday, November 1st, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Then you get to, here's what's awesome. Well, Monday the 7th is going to suck. And we all know that. The first day back off a long weekend.
Oh, sure.
Holiday and all that. The one the one thing that we'll have to look forward to is Chrissy Benavides, our brand new champion.
Yeah.
Our Michaela's hometown throwdown. By the way, Michaela, I don't know if you heard that if you have a mustache like Benson Boone, we'll let you in free to 7:02 day. I don't know if you heard that.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, we're letting everybody free in.
Yeah. I would have grown mine out, though, if I knew that was the case.
Oh, we'd love to see your sweet stash there today. We'd love to see all the pretty parts of you today at 7:02 day.
Be free.
Diddy verdict in. What do we know?
Two counts. Found guilty on two counts. I don't know which they are. I'm trying to frantically scroll.
He was not found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. Basically, the prostitution charges are what he was found guilty of.
But he got away with the trafficking.
He beat the feds on a RICO case.
He beat the feds, right.
The best feds in the country over there in New York.
The most serious charges he got, he did not.
Obviously, they haven't how much time he's going to be facing, but based on the prostitution charges, it can be anywhere from 0 years to 10 years. So we'll see what that.
Do you think he gets away with no jail time?
Maybe. How long has he served? Or at least that the time he's already served and with good behavior would play a part in.
Oh, he did serve, didn't he? He wasn't out on bail?
Mm-mm.
No, he wasn't. You don't get time served based on the prostitution charges, though. So we'll see. I'm not a lawyer.
What you know about that?
But no, I'm because following the case.
What you know about that?
Almost got to watch Court TV.
I've seen Dayline.
Know about that.
So he got found guilty of prostitution.
Yeah. Yes.
The charges that he has not been found. Mark? He was not guilty on charges of sex trafficking and racketeering.
But was found guilty, do we know?
Dude!
I'm trying to Google, but I'm not finding it fast enough.
Not guilty, sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion.
Wow!
Not guilty.
Wow! Okay.
That's the most serious. And the racketeering, the most serious. Wow, and look at all the people outside it. I'm just looking at a live feed of all the people that are outside the courthouse in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And he's been found guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution.
Sure.
Each carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. And then obviously not guilty on what we just said.
Yeah.
I wonder how our girl Cassie's doing. I'm trying to see if she doesn't post anything.
Mm. Well, yeah. By the way, this is breaking news. This happened within the past 5 minutes.
I mean, she hasn't posted anything since April 9th. Like, she's been pretty on the low. I don't know how I feel about this. Thought it was going to be across the board.
For him, it's a win.
Yeah, for him.
For him, it's a win. I gotta believe they're pretty happy about all of that. And I wonder, wonder how much money the guy made out front of the courthouse holding up t-shirts, selling t-shirts. Wonder how much money he made for his A Freako Is Not a RICO t-shirts outside the courthouse.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Kevin Hart tickets in a minute for the 177-second survey. The only, just full disclosure, Kevin Hart Friday, October 10th at the Rio Vista Outdoor Amphitheater at Harrah's Laughlin Beach Resort and Casino. Now, obviously, it's a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laughlin, not so bad. Beautiful in October.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've never been.
Well, everything is. You know, everything in Southern Nevada, beautiful in October. It's perfect.
Yeah, nice.
Get you a room right there on the river. Man.
On the river.
Go see Kevin Hart. Have a drink or six.
Fun.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll take care of the tickets for free in just a minute.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So once again, Diddy got away with the racketeering.
Yep.
Got away with the, what's the other one? Oh, got away
the
with
sex trafficking.
The trafficking. Mm-hmm. And they're getting him on transportation for prostitution.
Yeah.
Flying him in on his plane.
That's crazy.
Man, I'm telling you, yeah, I think it feels to me like he got away with it.
Yeah, it feels like that to me
too. Yeah, you're right. I wonder how Cassie feels today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of the victims. I feel like a lot of the girls from Danity Kane spoke up early on. Even the choreographer, Lori, I'm not going to remember her last name. A lot of people spoke out in the beginning, and then they were like, yeah, this like happened. This was my experience, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then people got scared because they were like, is he going to retaliate?
That's wild, too, the thought of it. Yeah. And now it's popped up again that Diddy was behind somebody else. Somebody else decided to talk to Suge Knight for reasons I still don't understand. Somebody decided to do an interview.
Yeah.
And Suge tried to pin Tupac getting killed on Diddy.
Yeah.
Again.
I saw that. Uh-huh.
Again.
Crazy.
And I mean, even when they brought in Kid Cudi and Kid Cudi was talking about how his car exploded because Diddy was upset. But the problem was that none of that had to do with the charges that were at hand.
Right.
They were just trying to make it seem like he was a bad person, which we kind of already knew, and even with Cassie, with some of the information when they saw the text messages, whether she was groomed or whatever,
right?
When you see the conversations and how she was talking to people and how she was doing stuff when Diddy wasn't even there, and some of the people were being like, I actually had no contact. This was all done through her. It just blurred the lines enough to be able to get to where we're at now.
1,000,000%.
Right or wrong, by the way. I'm not trying to be on anybody's side.
Racketeering, racketeering, not guilty. Sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, not guilty.
Crazy.
Transportation to engage in prostitution, guilty. Oh, and then the other... Yeah.
So they're basically saying everybody was a willing party. No one was forced. So he'll be found guilty for those things.
It doesn't seem right, man.
But
zero to 10 years is what we're looking at.
Listen, what do the guy have the t-shirts?
It's a Freako.
No Freako. Freako don't make you Rico.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Rico charge was so weird first place.
That's the thing. Yeah, we could get into this all day, and all we would end up doing is making people angry with us.
True.
So why don't we do a 177-second survey? Kevin Hart tickets. Friday night, October 10th in Laughlin at the Rio Vista. I wanted to call it Rio Tinto, but that's in Salt Lake. Rio Vista Outdoor Amphitheater. Just the amphitheater. This is the dope amphitheater.
Yeah.
At Harrah's Laughlin, the Harrah's Laughlin Beach Resort and Casino. Book a room. Make it a weekend. Good Lord.
Get a room.
Why not? Head down there Friday afternoon. Do your thing. And by the way, we all know that's an easy drive. It's straight the whole way.
Honestly, I feel like you're selling me. Like, I want to call Lisa and be like, hey, do you want to go have a little vacation?
Laughlin? No, I was thinking I'd take my wife.
It's beautiful in October.
Take my wife to Laughlin. You know, out of town rules apply. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're out of town. I don't know what difference this makes, but all right, but it does. So anyway, you want the Kevin Hart tickets? 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Do the 177-second survey. It's easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Tammy Ramirez from North Las Vegas.
All right, then. What up, Tammy?
What up, guys?
Hi.
Are you, can we count? You know what? I'm going to make this part of the 177 second survey. Can we count on your attendance today at 7:02 day?
Oh, now we're having a potluck at work.
Understood. Well,
okay. All right.
God forbid.
Yeah, and my food is in the back in the car seat, not spilling, so I'm participating.
What time's the potluck? What time's the potluck?
11 a.m., I think.
No. 7:02 days from 4 to 6 at Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant. So
there you go. There's a maybe.
Maybe a little, yeah.
There's a maybe.
Yeah, we'll put you down as a maybe. No, that's
there
good.
We go.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And everybody's been really nice, and they've gone, yeah, I'll go. Trust me, if half of you who've said, yeah, I'll go, if you guys show up, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard. By the way, is Sire allowed back at summer camp now?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes,
it was just a one day.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a one day.
Actually, no, the summer camp, I was like, yeah, you're not going back.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, bro, you don't get to go in the pool, have fun, have snacks.
If you're going to act up like
you're
that.
You're going to act up?
He hit a kid. I don't know if you knew, Tim.
Slapped him.
Power slapped him.
He's Cody Rhodes out here. It's ridiculous. Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm not going to say I'm not in favor of
it. I know.
It.
I feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, we back our guy.
Yeah, we do.
So Denise reached out, Tammy. Do you have kids?
I do.
Has your kid ever been kicked out of summer camp?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, don't be offended. It wasn't an indictment on your parenting. I was just asking. I got throat punched at summer camp one time. Some little girl stole my mug and I wanted it back. And she felt threatened. I don't know why, because I just said, that's my mug, give it back.
Uh-huh.
And she was older, and she punched me in the throat.
Mm-hmm. We need to get her on the show.
Yeah. Where's she at now, that girl?
I will
girl?
Not sleep until she apologizes
not
to
around.
You.
Not around. Not around. You won't find her. But so Denise's son is 7, and he goes, well, how about this? Denise says, how about this? Her son got in trouble at summer camp for telling a girl that he loved her. The girl's parents complained to the camp, and the camp called her, called Denise, and said her kid can't go there anymore.
Really?
Tammy, do you believe the punishment fits the crime?
No, he loves her. He's not in love with her. He loves her. That's his little friend.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Or his friend or her friend or whoever, and now he can't be. He loves her. Like, as a friend, I couldn't be offended. That's crazy.
I hear the side of the parents that go, oh, this is harassment, you know, or whatever's got you crazy about this. But a 7-year-old little boy telling a 7-year-old little girl he loves her, man,
big deal,
pretty innocent.
Listen, they keep kids in school for worse. My niece, like, got bullied last year. She was telling this story earlier this week. It's like two little girls were being mean to her.
School different than summer camp, though.
Yeah, I guess. I just feel like all rules should apply. If you're saying I love you, it's nicer than being bullies. I think I'm just upset for
you're
my
still
niece.
Just mad about yeah, it. Yeah, you're still
what?
Just mad about
that's,
your
that's
deal.
That's a me thing. Yeah, that's a me thing. Sorry, guys.
Finally got a chance to get it out.
Yeah, I got to vent it out. I was like, 7 years old, I've got a story. Okay, I hear that. I've done that. Yeah, thanks,
it's nice to hear it in your own headphones.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like I'm doing justice for my niece.
I'm
pull back.
I'm all the way there on this. I'm all the way there on this.
Speaking of love, bullies are awful.
Yeah. Did we totally derail it? Yes. But am I here for that in this case? In this case, you know what?
Thank you.
Well, like the judge and the Diddy case, we'll allow it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel better.
And then Tammy, we're giving you your Kevin Hart tickets. Laughlin, easy drive, right?
Yeah, not bad.
Piece of cake. Friday, October 10th. Me and you and you and me and all the rest of us. We're going. Kevin Hart. Check my schedule. Let me check my schedule.
It's my husband's birthday that day, so he'll be happy.
Oh my gosh. You're the wife of the year.
A little weekend hotel room action. Yeah, girl. You know what? I also saw one thing that we didn't get through, and I just want to ask really quick. There was a reputable business publication that says that they did a study and said that employees are more motivated by pizza and potlucks because you brought it up that you're having one today.
Mm-hmm.
They're more motivated by pizza and potlucks than cash incentives.
Oh, wow.
Do you believe that?
Absolutely not. I'm so offended when there's pizza. I'm like, where's the rest of the budget? Who got the bonus for skimping out on just buying pizza? Somebody got a bonus by making the food cost lower.
I think a lot of us feel that way.
What a crazy
thing. You look look at the pizza.
Department by department, I've seen other ones get a steak dinner and then other managers throw out some pizza. No, it is demotivating.
We're not at summer camp. We're grown-ass adults. I want a steak.
Yes.
I'm not worried because our bosses don't listen to this show anyway. So I'm not worried. I'm not worried about us getting in trouble for this one. That was Tammy, by the way. No, we loved the pizza. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Oh, and I take that pizza. I'm not above taking that pizza home, but yeah. I'm just saying I am not more motivated to do more work.
I'm not. Yeah, you're not. I don't feel blessed. I mean, thanks for the pizza, but I don't feel blessed. You know what I mean? I'm not hey, honey, what happened at work today? Hey, you know what? They gave us pizza.
Ooh, stuffed crust.
It's nice. It's nice. But yeah, I think we all feel the same way.
Yeah.
All right, hang on 1 second. Happy 7:02 day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Happy 7:02 day.
Woo! Let's go.
We're excited. 7:02 day from 4 to 6 this afternoon for those who celebrate.
Yes.
At Whiskey Stadium, right across from Allegiant Stadium. Big time.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Casamigos Blanca for 7:02. 12-inch pepperoni pizzas, 7:02. 12-inch cheese pizzas, 7:02.
Mm-hmm.
You get the idea. Plus, our friends at Whiskey Stadium have given us a ton of really great prizes. The mayor is going to stop by to kick everything off right about 4. We'll play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, an exhibition round, right about 4:10, 4:20, somewhere in that neighborhood. Now, everything's just kind of loose and free.
Yeah.
We'll do a relationship rehab. Love to get people's thoughts live and in person for relationship rehab.
Yeah, I haven't got to do a live like broadcast. I mean, of course, Toy Drive, but something like this, I'm so excited to like be a part of and see the listeners and do the games in real life. It's going to be awesome.
Whiskey Stadium has asked us if we wouldn't. I threw some stuff out there for them to choose from, and they really like this one game. I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Don't Blow It. And five people will play, right? You'll each have to answer a question correctly. Each of the five has to answer a question correctly. If any one of the five, you know, number one gets theirs right, number two gets theirs right, number three gets it wrong, all five of them sit down.
And we
bring up five more.
It's kind of giving like Squid Games. Like you have to count on the people around you. And if you lose, it's over.
Except better than this season. So we'll be better than that.
Is it bad? Is Squid
A lot
Game
of people
bad?
Are like,
No.
Yeah. well done.
Yes.
So we'll do that. And then the world's first ever, and at this point only, 7:02 day parade might very well be the shortest 7:02 day parade ever.
Cool.
Because we're taking one step, playing one note. And that's it. Then we go back inside.
Yep.
Or we leave.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We haven't decided.
I can see it, but I can feel it like that. Yay! Happy 7:02 day. Woo! And then just get, yeah.
It's kind of hilarious.
Go in,
and
maybe.
We're just like, awesome, high five, yeah. And then we walk to our cars and go home.
Go in, maybe one more round. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, just finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. All right, relationship rehab now. It's 702-364-9898. Why don't we do 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Superman? Adrian's super fired up about it because the Doo-doo-dick Guardians of the Galaxy is doing this one.
Mr. James Gunn.
Mm.
Yo, Chet, you shocked me yesterday because I asked you about Jurassic Park. And yes, you said that you didn't even see any. That was shocking. Wow. So I am curious with Superman. Where's our excitement level? Is there any excitement?
Christopher Reeve. That's the last one.
But are you going to see this one? Are you hyped about this? Because I don't know because you were very excited for Deadpool. But everything else has kind of been like, ugh.
No, I love Deadpool. Yeah, that's all I love right now. Ryan Reynolds. I love Ryan Reynolds. I wish Ryan Reynolds, and I think he's figured it out too. Ryan, you noticed Ryan Reynolds has pulled back a little bit.
Oh my God.
He's pulled back.
It's not said anything.
Yeah. Because he was getting off brand. And I like the Ryan Reynolds brand.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You know who I like? Him and Sandra Bullock together brand.
Yes. What was that?
The Proposal.
The Proposal.
Yes. Yeah. That's the brand I'm into.
Yeah. No, I'm Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool brand. I'm Ryan Reynolds' Mint Mobile brand.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a straight guy, but I love Ryan Reynolds. I'm not afraid to say it.
Good for you.
No, in fact, I can't wait to, we're planning on maybe finding a way to get up to Vancouver, BC, and I want to go stalk his parents' house. They still live his childhood home. They still live in his childhood home out by the.
Yeah.
I love you, bud, but be safe.
No. I'll just do a drive-by. I'm not going to, like anybody else, I won't even stop it. Okay, I'll stop and take
You don't have to feel any shame. I've stalked before. Don't feel, I got your back. Stalk away, Chet.
You stopped at someone's house and took a picture?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Kurt Cobain's childhood home.
I did that.
Fair enough.
Kurt Cobain's childhood home down in Aberdeen. Yeah. And there was a lady from, God, I forget where she was, but she was like, I want to say she was Dutch, something like that. She's European and was like, and didn't speak English and she was asking me, is this the house? Did I find the right place in little Aberdeen, Washington?
That's
like,
crazy.
You've got to really want to go there. Yeah. And there was a steady stream of people just to go buy his childhood a home.
Yeah.
Big deal. All right. So where are we at now? 4 reserved seats for our advanced screening of Superman Monday, July 7th, an undisclosed location. Courtesy of our friends at Allied Global Marketing. Caller number 25, 702-364-9898. You may have noticed I have not told you the subject yet.
Mm-mm.
I want to get a fresh opinion right off the top of your head. And to me, this isn't that big a deal, but every time I say that, it turns into a big deal.
Yeah.
So, all right. Armed with that, call us 702-364-9898 right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Hoping to see everybody for 702 day today from 4 to 6 at Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. Potentially monsoony. Nothing crazy like yesterday.
Yeah.
Although nobody expected what happened yesterday either.
Literally.
So I don't know how they can be so certain. And by they, you know who I'm talking about. You know them.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. They.
And either way, it's not going to stop us. Monsoon or not, we're out there.
Yeah. It's all good.
We're going hard.
Yeah. It's not like we're doing this. You know, it's not like we're doing this in a plywood fireworks stand like the one that got destroyed yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. No, where it's a, you know, solid structure. It's a good spot. Undercover. Inside.
Yeah.
All AC. Of the
with
all
beer.
Of the things. Yeah. AC.
And tequila.
And pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Napkins too.
And kazoos.
And napkins.
Nice bathroom.
Thank God for nap. Really nice bathrooms. Where are we starting here?
Lidewood, Mark Mystica.
Big Mark. What's going on, Mark?
Got on.
Will we see? Amen.
Ooh, cool boy voice.
Yeah, hey, boy.
Cool boy.
Hey, brother. What's going on? So will we see you at 7:02 day today?
Yeah, heck yeah, definitely.
Oh, look at that. Are you flirting with me?
I'm obsessed with Chet so much because I said, ooh, it's cool boy
Mark's,
voice. And
Mark's
then Chet,
deep,
he goes,
Mark's deep voicing
cool
me.
Boy voice.
Yeah, he's deep voicing me.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on right now. Adriana in Summerlin reaches out. She says, listen, friends of ours are out of town for this weekend. Before they left, you know, she said she put their garbage cans out because we still have, in our, I know on that side of town, we have it on Friday.
Yeah.
So I assume everything goes, oh, but on the 4th? I wonder how that works. Anyway, friends are out of town for the 4th of July weekend. We said that we'd look after stuff for them. They said you can use the pool anytime, even if we're not here. Adriana wants to know, do they really mean that? She says, it feels weird. Is this just something that people say, or am I overthinking it? Mark, do you think that they just said that, or that they really meant it, that they could use the pool?
No, I mean, I think they want them, you know, yeah, it's all right.
Would you go into somebody? Look, our really good friends. I mean, I would put him in top five of my best friends. They have a pool, a great backyard. We don't have a pool. Just, you know, it's just different ways of doing things. I can't imagine the situation where I would unhook their gate and go into the backyard. We love these guys. I've been to their house.
Really?
I've been to their house a million times. They, literally, we have each other's garage codes. We just walk into each other's house. Yeah, I mean, it's no big deal. I can't imagine the situation where I would walk over to their house, unhook their back gate, and go in and jump in the pool.
Wow.
Would you? Michaela, would you?
No, I first of all, did. I had a neighbor that would absolutely let me, and we would love it. But it reminded me of this story. My papa lived next to these neighbors that had a pool, and when they would go out of town, we were not allowed to use their pool. But my papa wanted to impress his grandkids, so he'd throw us over the wall, and we'd jump into the pool. And as the months would go on, they'd put more chlorine to think that that would, like, deter us. And my papa was like, it's all right. Just close your eyes. Have a good time. Swim. Just keep swimming. Don't worry about it. And then they finally put so much chlorine, they would not let us. But if I get permission, oh, I'm cannonballing in. Oh, for sure.
How did the neighbors know? Just because there was water on the pool deck?
Because there was seven of us. I was just trampling around their pool, messing things up. And my papa wasn't like...
That's weird, though.
He was a wild man.
Yeah, but the neighbors didn't... He didn't fight with the neighbors over throwing the... Hey, stop throwing the kids over the wall.
I don't know why they never really said anything. Maybe because my papa was Italian, they didn't want to start anything with them. But my papa would just, look, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying we didn't have a lot of money, then, so we wanted to swim in a pool, and that's what my papa did.
Sure. And they go, but then they go super passive aggressive.
Yeah, they just put a ton of chlorine.
Why do my eyes burn? It's fine.
My skin's bleaching to death, but we had a nice summer.
Adrian, if they tell you can use the pool, are you using the pool?
100%. Even if they didn't, you want me to do all this stuff? You got the pool? It's open.
It's so hot.
I'll dip
Vegas.
My toes in there.
Well, you're offered. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if I'm offered, 100%.
All right, Mark. We've got four reserved seats for you to go to our advanced screening of Superman coming up on Monday, courtesy of our friends at Allied Global Marketing. Happy 702 day. We'd love to see you later on today. And if we don't, have a good weekend.
Ooh, let's go. Happy 702 day.
All right, buddy. Hang on a second. I like that guy. Big KB, are you using the neighbor's pool if they tell you that it's okay?
Chet, I have a neighbor who has a pool. We are the best of friends. But I'm sorry, man. I think they're just boundaries, brother. They're boundaries.
Really?
Adrian, come on now.
What's the boundary? A pool? I'm not in their shower.
I feel him.
Tell me your perspective. Chatting.
Here's the thing. Maybe. I would go in and get in their pool anytime they're there. Party, hang out, drink a beer, whatever we do. But if they're not there, there's just a certain amount of responsibility that belongs to the homeowner. And mm-hmm. who knows what could happen, especially in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, guys, I can't.
I hear that.
I agree.
You let me watch it for the weekend. I got nothing to do. It's a lazy Saturday. Might dip my toes in there and relax out there for a few hours.
Yeah, I hear that perspective.
You're fearless, you're brave, and you're younger, so do your thing, brother.
All right, All right, I'm not even going to ask if you're coming to 702 day because you know your presence is required.
D1's come no matter the weather or anything.
Let's go!
Let's go! Ooh.
Okay.
That was good. That was the best one. All right, so we'll see you in a bit.
I love you guys.
Love you back.
Love you.
Too. Oh, I can't wait to see him today. God dang it, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah, it is. Too.
I can tell. Kimberly.
Yes?
Your neighbors said, hey, You can use the pool whenever you want, even if we're not here. See, I told you. I thought this was going to be a nothing relationship rehab. I thought we were just going to come in here and just kind of throw it out there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's become a thing. Kimberly, are you using your neighbor's pool?
Okay. Yes, because I feel like they didn't really mean it, but if they offered and I feel like going in the pool, I'm going in the pool. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Adriana's saying, too. She goes, I don't know. Did they really mean it?
They offered.
They said it, but did they really mean
you
it?
You get in trouble if they offered, so maybe do something nice. But if you're already watching their house, like, that's your favor, so.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. So if I said that, okay, let's use the same example, the same people. They had us feed their cats one time, and they got dogs and stuff go over. And so we went in, we fed the dogs and the cats and played with them for a little bit, showed them love, let them know they weren't alone, even though they were. But then we got out because, I mean, I never thought about, you know, they have PlayStation and I don't have PlayStation. I never thought about playing video games or.
Yeah, like doing lived in things in their home.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. I feel that. You know what it's
doing
like?
Doing lived in things. I love that line.
Yeah. When you babysit someone's house, I've had a friend be like, you could sleep in our bed. That I won't do. That freaks me out. So lived in things freak me out. The pool, I'm still cool with.
So what do? You stay on the couch?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah, getting in somebody else's sheets.
Even if they're washed, it's that weird. Feels weird to me.
No, it's weird.
Pool, no big deal.
Would you stay in the guest room? If they had a guest room, would you stay in the guest room?
Yeah, I would.
But I wouldn't stay in their bed.
No.
Would you stay in their bed?
No.
No. Pool, yes.
Pool, yes.
Pool, yes. Bed, no. Shower, no. You said something about shower earlier. I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, if I had to take a shower, if I'm staying there for multiple days, I have to take a shower, so yeah.
But I would do guest shower if available.
Yeah, guest shower.
I might go home to shower.
Okay.
I might go home to shower.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is making me a little ooky. Oh, God. I didn't realize, Jason, I didn't realize you were here. We always get
no
the
problem.
For everybody who doesn't listen very often, Jason, whenever Jason's on, we make sure that he gets on. Because he always has the best stuff. So if your neighbor says, hey, we're out of town, 4th of July weekend, you can use the pool whenever you want, even if we're not here. Adriana says, did they really mean it? Or is she just overthinking it and freaking out? Do you use the pool?
No, we don't use the pool. I agree with you, Chet. And I think of it like what Michaela said, like going, even when I'm invited to someone's house, I try to avoid their bathroom, their master bathroom, master bedroom. No, that's just kind of private. And like what JB said, if my kid drowns, something happens, something gets knocked over, I'm good. I'm only in someone else's pool if they there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree with you, Ted.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's nice. I'm on the right side of it for once. That's good.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Jason, we got to see you today. If you can make it, if you can find a way, we'd love to see you.
I'm going to do my best, sir.
My man. Love to hear that. And you know what? And his best is better than most.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yes.
I want to make this very clear. Adrian, I understand where you're coming from with that. They offered.
Yeah.
They offered. It's fine.
And so I view it completely different than I'm using the bathroom or to Jason's point. Yeah, I'm not trying to use the bathroom in anyone's house, anything like that. But this is like a nice thing.
Yeah. They
and
offered,
you offered
ordinarily
because I don't understand the offering part, too. Like you brought up video games. If I was super like, don't touch, I don't want you on my account or people on Netflix, don't watch stuff on my Netflix. You're going to ruin my algorithm. I wouldn't offer if I was like that.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you offer, like, I'm going to take it up. You didn't have to
no
do
judgment.
That.
I want you to know I'm supporting. Ordinarily, yes, I would judge you harshly, but not today.
We're supportive.
Not on 702 day. Not on 702
appreciate
day.
That.
Not on Pride Day.
All right, let's take one more. Daniel, are you using the pool?
You know, to be honest, I would. I mean, it's a pretty specific thing to tell someone to use their pool.
Yes.
So, I mean, why not? You know, bring a friend and make it a day.
Yes.
And I get both sides. And I don't like playing in the middle. But, no, I get both sides of this. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Literally, in fact, just thinking about it, and again, I have this picture in my head of walking over, reaching over the gate, and flipping, because we go in the backyard all the time. He'll hit me up. He'll hit me up. Hey, man, come over. We're in the backyard. Come and have a beer. And I don't go in the front door. I go in the back. I go in the backyard. I flip the gate. I can't. The idea of doing that to go jump.
That's so funny. It gives you the ick.
And it's making me.
Yeah, you got the ick.
It's giving me the ick.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Chet.
Yeah, buddy.
If they invited someone else and then that person told you to come, would you go?
Then I'd feel like I was doing something dirty. Then I'd feel like, because I mean, now that's a third party invitation. Did I already have the invitation? Did I already have the invitation to use the pool?
They said you could bring whoever you want.
He's saying you're the friend that's getting invited by the friend who got permission from the homeowner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, correct. Did the homeowner invite me? Did the homeowner directly invite me?
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, then I'm.
But they told someone else they could bring whoever they want.
No. That's a bad situation.
Yeah.
That turns into bad.
Yeah, that would change my mind a little bit. But permission from the owner?
It's no different than being invited to a party and then telling them, bring your friend.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm just not doing it.
The answer's just no.
That's great. All right, 702 Dave, will we see you? Yes or no?
I'm going to try.
That's a no.
Aww. Give him a little kazoo, Chet.
I can tell. That's a no.
You can use our kazoo.
Yeah.
You won't touch.
I'm tempted now.
Yeah. Look how good he's playing.
Yeah. All right.
Did that do anything for you?
Hey. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Happy 702 day, just the same. Everybody have a good day.
Bye.
That's good. You know what? That was great stuff. Thanks for all the calls, y'all.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I already know the answer, but Michaela, are you cool?
Yeah. I mean, in my mind.
Duh. No, of course you're cool.
Thank you.
It's subjective. Adrian, you cool?
Cool as a cat, baby.
A new study looked at what cool means to the average person. 6,000 people they polled in a dozen countries around the world. Turned out that where you live doesn't actually matter much. Coolness and what makes you cool is fairly universal. They found it comes down to 6 core traits.
Come on.
If you score high in all of them, you're definitely cool, at least to the average person. They said it's also important to remember most people are idiots.
True.
This is great. But the 6 traits that make us think that somebody is cool is being an extrovert, being adventurous, being open, being autonomous, you know, where you're independent, you just kind of march to your own drum, hedonistic, which means you can enjoy yourself without feeling guilty about it.
Cool.
And powerful, which means you're confident. You don't let people push you around.
All right.
Now, if none of those traits fit you well, it doesn't mean you're not cool. It just means you might not fit the definition, the social construct, as it were. Then I thought this was fascinating. And boy, is this not true. People that went from cool to not cool to really not cool. Katy Perry, Aaron Rodgers, Alec Baldwin, Bill Belichick, Justin Bieber, Drake.
Wow, yeah.
Prince Harry. All of those, I don't think there's an argument on any of those.
No.
What did Indiana Jones do? Why is Indiana Jones
Harrison Ford? He's not cool.
Okay, I don't know if it's Harrison Ford or if it's Indiana Jones.
Either or.
Huh.
Is this a knock on the last couple of movies?
Maybe.
I mean, they did the one with the last movie did okay.
I mean, if it's not obvious,
who has beef with Indiana Jones calling right now?
This is what I'm saying.
Amen. This list is uncool.
Who says Indiana Jones not cool?
Yeah. You guys aren't cool.
They released a video game for it, and it's like game of the year. So like even in that aspect of pop culture, like people are loving it.
Well, the people who went from cool to not cool to really not cool are the people who think that Indiana Jones is really not cool, unless we're missing something.
Yeah, well, it's obvious that this isn't a trustworthy peace now.
But I mean, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, Katy Perry.
Yeah, true.
You know, Aaron Rock.
True.
Alec Paul. Yeah. Bill Bitt. Justin Bieber. Yeah. Drake. Prince Harry.
Yes.
And then I'm Indiana Jones. What am I missing?
Don't do it.
No. Thank this you. Is what I'm saying. I went all the way through it, and I'm like, makes perfect sense to me.
Yep.
Hang on. We'll go to a break. I'm going to Google, why is Indiana Jones
I want to know why, because I think it's so cool.
Let's see if something pops up. Hang on. Let me just see if I can do this quicker. Nope, can't. Why is Indiana Jones not cool? Trying to figure out what you just said.
Maybe he got canceled. That's why we're not allowed to like him anymore.
What does that mean?
I don't know. When people get canceled, it's like uncool, because I can't imagine any other reason Indiana wouldn't be cool.
Google's AI says the only thing that they can come up with is just some of the past two movies, a decline in quality.
And this is one of those things. It's how Gen Z hates Seinfeld. Gen Z hates Seinfeld, and Gen Z hates Friends, because they don't get the irony. They don't, you know what I mean? Because they're like, oh, they're terrible people. I don't know why anybody ever thought this was funny. Well, that was what was funny, was because, you know, it's not real life.
Yeah, right.
His tendency to steal artifacts and his flawed character development, where some of his actions don't quite align with his stated motivations.
Was I not wrong? He got canceled for stealing artifacts.
Canceled for nothing. I'll fight for Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I'll die for Indiana Jones. Full cancel. It's a Gen Z cancel.
Yeah.
Why'd he steal him?
Yeah, now he's not cool.
To save the world.
What are you talking about? Short round. All right, we need to take a break.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Summer travel season in full swing. Also, sweating in unfortunate places also in full swing. The reason I bring it up, do you see that there's a woman on Reddit that's going viral now? She got patted down by TSA, and I mean patted down.
Uh-huh.
You know, like where they're wearing gloves.
Yeah.
At two different airports, pulled aside, flagged, patted down, the whole deal. The consensus appears to be that it happened because it's summer. And she had the swamp working.
Oof.
She was swampy. So apparently part of the deal with the scanner, I never knew this, and I fly quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the deal with the scanner is that too much sweat anywhere on your body will trigger the scanner. Because obviously, if you're up to no good, you're probably going to sweat a little bit. You know what I mean? You're probably going to be a little.
Oh, sure. So they take. Yeah. Of course. Oh, wow.
So then apparently there were also a number of people that said, a TSA agent literally told them that in the summer they end up having to flag more people because of the crotch pot cooking.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So that's a rough gig.
Apparently there's a book called 101 Pat Downs, an undercover look at airport security and the TSA. And they also confirm that goes up dramatically in the summer. So maybe a little powder, you know, maybe just a little powder.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little, you know. Just
pull your little body off.
Be as cool as you can be going through, but you still may, you know, need additional screening.
Great.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Some more you know before we go. You want to know the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire?
Yeah.
A million seconds is about 12 days. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
A billion seconds is 31 years. That's the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire.
Wow.
For real.
Yeah, that's wild.
The reason doctors wear blue or green scrubs, I always wondered about this.
Yeah.
You're on the opposite side of the color wheel from red and pink, which makes it easier to tell who's who and what's what when you're in surgery.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Although I was like, is this an issue?
I know. Same.
Like, sorry. Oh, thank God you're wearing blue. Yeah. You know, so I can tell.
And not pink.
Yeah, don't cut there. I don't know.
Okay, good. I'm glad you felt the same.
I'm sure somebody will jump on the text line or somebody will shoot me a DM to further explain that. But
please do.
Yeah. And are the ones who wear like the burgundy colored ones or the pink ones or whatever, are they just living on the edge?
Yeah.
Are they just crazy or are they not allowed near, you know, blood and whatnot? Mm. Yeah, I don't know. This makes a lot of sense, but also it's kind of cool and weird. Disney World and Disneyland employees who end up dressing up as characters and walk around the park have to go through special autograph training. And if you can't sign, and they get tested constantly, and if your autograph for Mickey, if your Mickey autograph doesn't look like Mickey's autograph, you don't work.
That's wild. It reminds me of this Roseanne episode where they showed all the intense roles that Disneyland had. And it is. Mm-hmm. It's like very intense.
No. It makes sense. No, it is. But that's why they're good at what they do.
Of course.
Awesome. All right, let's get out of here. Happy 702 day, everybody. We need to see you from 4 to 6 this afternoon at Whiskey Stadium. Yeah, bring a musical instrument or we have kazoos.
Yeah.
How would one find Adrian Hernandez if they needed to?
If they wanted to get a hold of me, they could do so on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And then on Facebook, YouTube, and that free Odyssey app, listen or watch to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. Be safe, y'all.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And let's get down and have some fun. I'm so excited, Chetty.
Yeah. At 985KLUC and at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN 702 day. We want to see you today from 4 to 6. And if not, okay, have a safe and absolutely amazing 4th of July weekend. Like many, we'll be back on Monday, hopefully with all 10 fingers. We love you a whole bunch. Hopefully we get to tell you in person this afternoon. Make sure that you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while. Be a friend to somebody who needs a friend. You never know when you could be changing a life and put some good out into the world, huh? Try and make this place a better place. There's plenty of evil already out there.
Yeah.
Why don't we, you know, we're the good people and we're always going to win. You know, that's it. So we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.